the Camel Caravan of Swing with Benny Goodman, the King of Swing, the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and our swing sweetheart, Martha Tilton. This program is presented as a compliment to the men behind the tobacco counters of America. It is made possible by the millions of Camel smokers who appreciate costlier tobaccos and who have made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. Most smokers know that C-A-M-E-L spells true smoking pleasure.
This is Benny Goodman saying hello for the Camel Caravan of Swing. Tonight the caravan has come, but not to rest, at the Coliseum on the Michigan State Fairgrounds right outside Detroit. So, hi Detroit, and on with the show. We lead off with a brand new caravan specialty, the March of the Swing Parade.
And why are the flags displayed? Why is the town awaking? It's the March of the Swing Parade. They're bringing out those marchers, those who have been betrayed. 'Cause they're bringing out those marchers at the March of the Swing Parade. With the drums, here they come. Look, everybody trucking, trucking on down the street to the Benny Goodman beat. Oh, join in the celebration and watch all your troubles fade. Swing to the swing profession in the March of the Swing Parade.
Caravan Drama Department. Tonight we present another episode in that soul-stirring drama, Tilton Meets Goodman. Will Benny pass his geometry final in time to play in the big game against Van Vessel University? Will Martha find peace and comfort in the care and raising of bees? Will Joe the newsboy... But stop. Enough. The curtain rises.
What is on your mind, Martha?
That man Berlin is here again, Benny.
What has he done now, Martha?
He has written another song, Benny. It is called I Used to Be Colorblind.
What are you going to do, Martha?
Man, I'm going to sing it.
Thank you.
till I met you. And now I find there's green in the grass, there's gold in the moon, there's blue in the sky. That semicircle that was always hanging about, it's not a storm cloud, it's a rainbow. You brought the colors out. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could have such beautiful skies. I never knew there were such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes.
The Camel Crop Service reporting.
Springfield, Kentucky. Growth here has been rapid. Crop has matured early. Farmers now cutting and hope for dry weather. Carrollton, Kentucky. Heavy rains have been followed by bright weather, good breezes, and lower humidity. Tobacco cutting now in full swing. Lexington. Expert opinion is that 1938 crop of burley will yield smaller quantity of high-grade leaf than last year.
Fragrant aroma rises from countless curing barns these days as the tobacco planters continue to cure the 1938 crop for market. And now, as at all other times throughout the year, the Camel Crop Service is busy throughout the tobacco growing section of the South, studying conditions, soil, rain, sunshine, heat, cold, and the other factors that contribute to plant growth and to the smoking quality of the leaf tobacco. The Camel tobacco buyers know when and where the extra quality tobaccos will be sold. These mild aromatic tobaccos of good color cost more to buy naturally. Who buys them and for what cigarette? Ask the tobacco planters next time you get down south. Make your own checkup. You'll find that Mr. Edward S. Dale speaks the sentiments of planters all over the South when he says, quote, "My own best lots have been sold to the Camel people for some time. Tobacco growers like me who really know tobacco most always smoke Camels. I've been smoking Camels for 23 years just because I know there's real quality tobacco in them." End quote. Thank you, Mr. Dale. On the point of costlier tobaccos, Mr. and Mrs. America respect your judgment and that of your fellow tobacco planters. Costlier tobaccos have made Camel the largest selling cigarette in America. I don't know what Walter Donaldson thought would happen to a very pleasant song he wrote years ago. I'm sure he never thought it would turn out to be one of the classics of American popular music. Well, whatever he thought, we all know that one very swell melody is "At Sundown." Thank you.
Benny, I understand from now on you're going to save a spot on the program for something special every week. Is that right?
That's right, Dan. We're going to throw the spotlight on various members of the band. Now take the sax section. Nonny Bernardi, Dave Matthews, Arthur Rellini, and Bud Freeman. These fellas play a lot of horn, and since I used to fool around on the Aldo Cell myself, we worked up a five sax special on that swell old tune, Liza. So spotlight on the saxophone. Song most of us have forgotten. I know it's a long time since I've heard it, so we've got out a new arrangement of it. Time for a lullaby, one that really rocks. Russian Lullaby.
Next Saturday night, the National Air Races open in Cleveland as United States Aviation puts on its annual big parade. Loops, rolls, spins, stalls, dives, and thrilling races will be the features of a three-day carnival of the world's finest flyers. Colonel Roscoe Turner will be there, one of the greatest personalities in flying today. He recently gave this statement to an interviewer.
Colonel Turner is a leading aviator. What's your slant on cigarettes?
Well, I guess you've noticed that flyers are great smokers. Speaking for myself, I smoke Camels. To me, Camel cigarettes are distinctly different. They give me more enjoyment. A flyer needs healthy nerves, and Camels are really mild. They don't frazzle my nerves.
Our best wishes to you, Colonel Turner, as you go into this year's strenuous competition in the National Air Races. You are one of many aces in all lines of sport and daring endeavor, adventure, who say Camels never get on your nerves. And for that, there's good reason. Camels are made from finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic. Last week, while Benny and the gang were rehearsing, Lionel Hampton was over in the corner noodling around on the vibraphone. He came out with a swell tune for the quartet, and once we heard it, we knew there was only one title for it. The notes just sort of spelled out, Fiddle Faddle.
Martha, come on over here. I've got an idea for an announcement. I think it's brand new, and it goes like this.
Say, you can't do that.
I never heard of such a thing. You mean just say it right out like that? Why, Benny.
Well, I'm still going to do it.
Okay, Benny, if you want to take it on yourself, but just to come right out in the open and announce a number in one sentence, it'll revolutionize radio.
Never let it be said that the Goodman faltered. I still insist. Martha Tilton will sing When I Go A-Dreaming. In our program that our audience chooses for us. Our Camel Caravan Advanced Scouts have been finding out what the kids out here tonight want us to play, and once again, them that chooses it announces it. Gang, tell them the Detroit choice.
Thank you.
Well, kids, there it is. I hope you liked it. See you next Tuesday. And for the Camel smokers around Chicago, don't forget we open Chicago Theater this Friday. Till then, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
Remember, you've got a date every Tuesday night at this same time when the Camel Caravan rolls in with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and your swing sweetheart, Martha Tilton. All brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And remember, Camels said you're right. The Yam and I Used to Be Colorblind are from the picture Carefree. Dan Seymour speaking.
America's princely smoking tobacco sure has an appropriate name, Prince Albert. That name, Prince Albert, stands for a lot. It means a cool, slow-burning smoke, the kind that brings out the mellow, rich-tasting goodness of this choice tobacco. P.A. means mildness, too, and smooth smoking from first puff to last. From any angle that you judge pipe tobacco, Prince Albert stands for an extra lot of smoking joy. It's the national joy smoke, men. There's no other tobacco like it. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.